Next presentation is by Banc of California. The ticker is BANC, company with over $10 billion in total assets based in Southern California. Company's been growing both assets and deposits, or loans and deposits, I should say, at a rapid rate. We've got with us today the CEO of the company, Steve Sugarman. He'll make the presentation, and then we'll have time for a few questions at the end. Steve?
Thanks, Don. It's great to be here. Great to be in Chicago. Thanks for having us. Thanks to Ray J for having us here at the conference. It's always a great conference to come to. We want to just walk through the investor presentation a little bit today and also provide some updates as to our progress through today. We've had some really interesting, exciting activities through the third quarter, which I'll touch on during the course of these comments, and talk a little bit about what we see going forward. Kind of turning to slide two, our mission. Banc of California's mission is to be California's bank. We focus on empowering California through its diverse businesses, entrepreneurs, and communities. We're unabashedly focused on California, and we're a business and a bank that focuses on owners of private businesses, entrepreneurs, family offices, and the communities they serve. As California's bank, we have focused on our territory. Over since 2002, late 2002, when I became CEO at the holding company, in 2003 when I became CEO at the bank, we've had very strong asset growth. We've grown our assets by 67% per year annualized. This has been a function of our focused efforts against California and really taking advantage of the relationships we have in our own backyard in Southern California, really Los Angeles, Orange, and San Diego County. As you can see, we've grown our assets from $3.6 billion to $10.2 billion since I became CEO at the bank. But more importantly, our pre-tax income has grown twice as quickly. For us, it's not about asset growth. It's about making sure we're scaling our business appropriately and that our shareholders are benefiting from that asset growth. And we've grown our pre-tax income from $7.9 million up to an annualized rate of about $180 million per year as of the end of the second quarter. This has really been driven by our California-focused strategy. 100% of our branches are in California. Over 90% of our loans are California loans. Over 90% of our employees live in California, and we're the largest independent bank in California with an outstanding rating in community development. When we look at this, we realize it's a really good time right now at Banc of California. It's not always the case that you get to be running a bank that is hitting on all cylinders like this, but we've been blessed because our activities within the communities are really taking hold. Over the last several weeks, we've had the opportunity to really further ingrain ourselves with partnerships and opportunities within our community to become Los Angeles and California's leading bank. We're now the largest bank, the largest mid-size bank, that's a full-service commercial bank focused on California. In the last couple of weeks, we've developed strong partnerships with some of the leading brands and franchises in California. We've developed partnerships with the ownership group that leads the new Los Angeles Football Club. Yesterday, we were proud to announce our partnership with the LA Rams franchise. We have a strong partnership with USC. And what's important about these are they're not just commercial partnerships. They're focused on serving the communities we serve. They focus on our community development, our community activities, their affiliations with the foundations, and they're also affiliations with the clients and the business owners that we want to serve. Each of these franchises are led by business leaders and community leaders that are the exact folks that we want to serve in California. Those people who own the businesses, who create jobs, who create economic activity, and who are building the foundation for California to lead the country forward. We're really excited about those, and what it's doing is leading us forward to be the leading bank in California, partnering with the leaders of job growth and economic activity. Over the last several years, that's resulted in really good things for our shareholders as well. What we're finding is that by doing good for the community in California, it's really good for the shareholders of Bank of California. Since the end of 2014, Bank of California has been the number one performing bank stock in the country amongst the Forbes top 100 banks in the country. Moving forward, we talk about how we empower California's businesses and entrepreneurs, and we talk about our full service platform. We have four lines of business within our banking. We have our commercial banking channel, our community banking channel, private banking, and institutional banking. Each of these is focused on serving a common client, and those are the business creators and the entrepreneurs in California. We have four primary types of lending that serve that client: residential, business, secured, and real estate-based lending. And beyond that lending, we provide services to these clients. These are our fee-generating businesses: trust services, payment services, treasury services, and advisory services. This is the ring that we focused most of our investments and energy on recently. And as we look forward, we're hopeful that the next wave of our profitability comes from increasing our fee-based businesses as a percentage of our overall revenues. And then lastly, to fill out our platform, we have the activities we do that we see as part of our mission for the communities: the financial literacy, affordable housing, community activities, and economic growth. By being part of the community, by serving the leaders in the community, by serving those businesses that drive the economic activity, we believe we become the leading bank for California. On the right, we talk about the lending platform that we have, which is robust and full service. In addition to the banking services, we partner with over 170 community organizations in Southern California. Our community partners are central to our activities. We believe that our employees benefit from our community partners, as they want to work for a bank that's doing right in their own neighborhoods. It's great for recruiting and attracting great talent. We believe that our clients benefit because these are their employees and future employees, and our clients want to bank with a bank that's doing right by the community. And we believe that our economics benefit, because many of these organizations and most of these organizations are also clients to us and improve our deposit gathering and our economics. Turning to our financial results, we've seen strong and improving financial returns over the last year. Our earnings per share has increased from 32 cents to 43 cents. Our pre-tax income has increased from $27 million a quarter to $44 million. Our return on assets has moved just north of 1%, which is our target. Our return on tangible common equity, our target is 15%. We've moved just north of that target as well. In the second quarter, we were at 16%. We're on track to meet each of our financial targets. Our financial returns are being driven by what we view as the highest quality growth or component of our returns. First, it's spread-based income, net interest income. Our net interest income has grown by over 50% in the last year alone, from $54 million per year to over $80 million, per quarter. And what that's done is it's transformed the mix of our profitability, where our commercial banking segment now makes up well north of 90% of our pre-tax income. And mortgage banking in the second quarter was just 4% of pre-tax income. This reduces earnings volatility and increases the quality of our earnings. On slide 8, you can see from our loan production these same trends. While our mortgage banking loan production is flat year over year at $1.2 billion per quarter in the second quarter, our commercial banking loan production has doubled year over year from $600 million in the second quarter of 2015 to over $1.3 billion in the second quarter of 2016. This is by no accident. This is a result of a focused effort to direct our resources, our recruiting, and our emphasis on building out those teams, products, and programs to drive a value proposition for California's commercial banking clients. And what we're seeing is that this is getting traction. And digging deeper into our commercial banking loan production, what you'll see is that it's now led by C&I originations. C&I originations now comprise 41% of our second quarter loan production. More than residential and more than CRE and multifamily. This represents over $450 million of loan production in the second quarter, while multifamily represents approximately $300 million of loan production in the second quarter. We're very proud of these numbers. It's a testament of the great teams we've been able to build, and it's a testament to the focus that we've had on building out a high-performing, California-focused commercial banking franchise. On the deposit side, we've seen similar results as our business is focused on the client, not focused on transactions. So the increased loan production is matched by increased deposit production. In the second quarter, we saw over $1 billion of new deposits. We use this both to fund growth and also to pay down borrowings. By de-levering the balance sheet, it increases the stability and sturdiness of our earnings and the predictability of our earnings. But it also allowed us to grow our assets while seeing an overall decline in our total interest expense. This was a meaningful achievement for us in the second quarter. Our total funding costs fell by 10 basis points quarter over quarter, and our growth came with a stable net interest margin in what was a challenging environment for net interest margins. Over the past four quarters, we've seen just shy of $3 billion of deposit growth, and this has been led first by deepening the relationships with existing depositors and seeing the size of our average account grow, as well as broadening the number of relationships we have to new clients. With the increased scale we're benefiting from, both on the lending and deposit side, we're seeing that flow through to meaningful improvements in our efficiencies and our productivity. Our efficiency ratio, which was over 90% when I took over as CEO, has fallen steadily and consistently over the last 3 years, and in the second quarter finished at approximately 68%. We target a marginal efficiency ratio with growth of 40%, and that's consistent with what we've been delivering on. Our non-interest expense to total assets has been falling with asset growth, particularly within our commercial banking segment, which is tied to asset growth. And our assets per FTE show similarly positive trends, with assets size moving up per FTE? On the capital side, we continue to be very well positioned with our capital ratios, where between our funding strategy and our profitability, we've successfully maintained the capital cushion, our capital cushion over the last year, and we're well capitalized and well cushioned in excess of our Basel requirements and our stressed capital requirements. Importantly, and an increasing focus of ours, our asset quality remains strong and stable. We finished the second quarter with our best asset quality yet. Our NPAs as a percent of equity is at an all-time low over this period. Our NPAs as a percent of assets is at an all-time low over this period. Meanwhile, our 8LLL plus the associated discount to total loans stands at 2.33% against the portfolio. At a high level, looking at our returns over the last several years, you see assets and deposits both growing in lockstep with one another as 67% CAGRs for each. This balanced approach to our balance sheet demonstrates that our franchise is growing in a prudent way. Meanwhile, our profitability metrics are demonstrating the benefits of scale that our investors would seek for us to achieve, with pre-tax income growing 129% CAGR over that period, and our earnings per share up 42% CAGR during that period. It's important to note that our earnings per share grew at this pace, notwithstanding the fact that we went from a non-tax-paying entity with tax losses carried forward to a fully tax-paying entity, assuming and paying a 42% tax rate during this period, and we were able to absorb that 42% friction and still grow our earnings per share at a compound annual rate of 42%, which for us is something that we're very proud of. Turning back to our mission and looking forward, our focus is on California. We believe in California. California is strong and a vibrant economy. Our focus will continue to be on California. It has compelling demographics. It's seeing strong population growth, over $60,000 household income. Employment is its lowest since 2007. 13 million people on the non-farm employment, which is up 11%. Almost a million private businesses in California. It's a target-rich environment. The economy is growing. It's seeing 3% GDP growth. California by itself is now the sixth largest economy in the world, just recently passing France. It's a state that is big enough for us, that allows us to build a scalable franchise, and allows us to focus and become experts in that franchise. Importantly, it has the largest and most liquid residential and commercial real estate market in the country, and it's an area that we are very well positioned to be the leading bank. California also has a history of seeing mid-sized banks create enormous value for their shareholders. The region, given its scale, its liquidity, have seen meaningful banks grow in scale. You can see on the left side how banks, as they've crossed $2 billion, have seen their assets grow And when they get a value proposition that resonates in California, they're able to scale that value proposition and see compounding returns for their shareholders. And on the right-hand side, you see that for those banks like us who crossed $10 billion, if they can differentiate themselves by continuing to have a value proposition, a platform, and a team, they can achieve scalable results and continue to grow. They've achieved very attractive annual returns for their investors. This is what we think about when we make our investments. This is why we target 40% efficiency ratio, so we can continue to make the investments in our platform to ensure that our platform continues to scale. In California, if your banking platform can scale at attractive economics, the returns for your investors can be very compelling. There's a well-trodden path of banks who have done this. It's a path that, as we've crossed $10 billion now, that we aspire to make sure that our platform continues to have the ability to scale and continues to have the ability to create strong returns for our investors. When we think of how to position ourselves within California and we look at the market, our goal is to be a bank that's large enough to be full service to California's entrepreneurs and private business owners, homeowners and communities, but to be singularly focused on California. We currently stand as the only bank over $10 billion in California that's singularly focused on California and all the communities within California. We're a full service bank, we're not an ethnically focused bank, we serve all of California's diverse communities, and we believe that that's an important and a valuable market position to have. We believe it's a unique market position in today's banking environment in California. As of the end of August, our bank stands just north of $11 billion of assets. We're on pace to meet or exceed each of our financial targets for this year. That includes a 15% return on tangible common equity, a 1% plus return on average assets, a 65 to 70% efficiency ratio, our updated guidance of total assets above $11 billion, and earnings per share north of $1.60 per share. Given our market position, given the strength and stability of our earnings over the last 2 years, and given the prospects as we move to the future, we remain very optimistic about where we are. We're excited about where we are. We're excited about the future. Since the beginning of last year, we've been the top performing bank in the country. While we're very proud of this because it demonstrates a consistency and a reliability of our statements and our performance, there's a huge opportunity ahead. There's a huge opportunity from where we are to where our market position is. It's something that we're really excited to move forward with. It's something that we're really excited to demonstrate the value of this franchise can be over the next several years. So just to recap, we're California's bank. Our mission is to empower California through its diverse businesses, entrepreneurs, and communities. We believe in empowering dreams. We believe in strong partnerships. We believe in California. So those are my prepared remarks for today. Again, thank you all for coming. This has been a great day, great reception all day. If there are any questions that anyone has, I'd be happy to answer them.
We have about 5 minutes if anybody has questions.
I mean, I'll have one if I don't.
She's one right by.
Do you have
So we have north of 100 offices. Just south of 40 of them are branches, deposit-taking locations. Our deposit-taking locations are Santa Barbara South in California. And then we have loan offices throughout the state.
What percentage of your loan portfolio is C&I? And do you have a target percentage of working towards or are you there?
Yeah, no, our C&I loan portfolio, our hope would be that it continues to grow. Our bank over the last 5 years has been transitioned and transitioning, whereas you build a bank, there's some pockets of loan growth that come quicker. Our residential production came quickest. That's more homogenous and faster to scale. So that represents our largest segment within the balance sheet. And then most recently, with some of the dynamics in the market, we've been able to acquire and attract some of the best C&I teams and businesses. And so our production's been, over the last several quarters, ramped up in C&I. So that has not yet flown through to kind of the balance sheet all the way. So our target, if you look through it, would be to get C&I, CRE, towards that 30% mark. Residential right in that same neighborhood, and then have specialties and other, you know, closer to 10%.
What are your credit guidelines in terms of the largest loan and largest relationship with the bank? And just kind of how do you, what's your house limit relative to your legal lending limit?
Yeah, sure. And it varies by loan types. So we don't have homogeneous. You know, we're in some businesses like warehouse lending where you allow larger relationships because it's a pooled collateral approach, and other areas where the lending limit's much smaller. And we have a progressive credit authorization process where generally it would require a full management credit committee approval up to me for anything $15 million and above. But for some of our specialty areas, that number is much lower. And that would be on a loan-to-one borrower basis, not just on a single loan basis. Our house limit tends to be at $50 million. Our loan-to-one borrower regulatory limit is closer to $150 million.
So as you've grown the commercial piece of your portfolio, what type of resources have you had to add to the infrastructure and the back end, particularly in risk management?
Yeah, it's a great question. The resources come in multiple types. There's technology resources, there's people resources, and then there's programmatic resources. And I'll just address all three of them really quickly. First, when we launch a new business, for us it's usually a 6 to 9 month process. So when we bring a team over or when we hire talent, what we do is all of our businesses, we require them to set up a program. It goes through risk. We have an independent risk team that's independent from credit. So it has to go through risk and credit, and we have a new products committee that represents the senior leadership of every division across the bank, all of whom we need to set up and sign off on the new product. But we lend programmatically, where we want to be able to be flexible and meet the client need, but it has to fit into a program so that we can assess the risk, we can understand correlations, and we can understand how that will impact our overall portfolio and exposures. And that's a process that takes some time. So even when we're taking an existing team and bringing it onto our platform, and one that's in the market and has an existing program, it'll still take a couple quarters for them to go through our process so that we can have a joint understanding of what they're going to do, so that when they start touching the client, they know that they're empowered for what they can do and that there's not kind of frustration with the client, with the producer, or with credit or risk. So number one, there's the whole program process, which is a pretty substantial process with us, all the way through technology, IT, getting the system set up. The second thing is systems. We need to make sure that we're straight through processed and that we're not causing ourselves to no longer be scalable. That's a real challenge when you're bringing in entrepreneurial teams to get set up. So Over the last couple of years, we've had significant investments in technology. Just to talk about a few that have culminated just this quarter, we just recently launched a new technology platform or system, SBO, which enables us to have straight-through processing for any loan serviced by others. So this would be things such as a single-family loan that's on the third-party servicing, so it can come right through to our core processor. That eliminates a lot of redundancy, a lot of control, and compensating controls. We've also implemented reporting systems back to the business unit, such as Tableau. We have a team that set up our own data warehouse that has management information systems that every day has the right reports from a risk, from a business management, and from a concentration perspective. So there's a lot of technology. We're a big believer in technology. We've invested a lot in our technology platform. I think that you'd find we're probably ahead of most banks our size as far as the technology investments. The last thing is kind of the back end. We've been in a benign asset quality environment or credit quality environment, and the risk of that is underinvesting in the asset management capabilities and the back end capabilities. And it's hard to differentiate, you know, a strong independent risk function from a weak one when credit's performing all the time. But the investments we've made on the risk side in particular, and also portfolio management, I think have been some of our strengths. We have over 90 people between credit and risk today, which is a pretty sizable investment for a bank our size. You know, we have robust asset management that has multiple tiers of defense where we require the business units to take responsibility, not just on production, but through the asset management, and then have second line defense and third as those loans get serviced. And so what you see in part comes out through the financial statements, where you see our efficiency ratio coming down and our focus on marginal efficiency ratio, where we probably start with a higher efficiency ratio when our businesses are smaller, because we tend to front load our expenses and not launch a business until we think that we have all the capabilities throughout the business, technology, people, program. And then as we grow, we can grow more efficiently and we can grow more effectively, and the efficiencies come down, and you see the profitability come out. You know, fortunately, when you're successful, you get to as good or better financial returns, because a scalable business is a really valuable business. And so we're hitting those 15% ROATCEs. For the first couple of years, when you go through a J curve and you invest up front, you can see friction that is because of the investments you're talking about. Well, thank you all for coming today. I see that my time's run out, but I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Steve.